The Joyride.
Speaking about second homes, today we've got the big honor and privilege of speaking to Denise Pitto from the Mauritian Business Network. How are you doing? And welcome to The Joyride, Denise.
Thank you so much, Nico. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell me, you and your family decided a couple of years ago that you're going to come explore the island about 5 years, I presume. And what made you guys pick Mauritius as maybe one of the options as a second home or a new permanent residence?
Oh, thanks so much for asking. Yeah, it was. It was almost 5 years ago that we packed up everything and made a huge leap of faith to come to the beautiful island of Mauritius. And, well, you can see in the middle of winter, we're sitting with sleeveless shirts on. You do. I don't have one of those, but we're in the sun almost all year round, which is pretty awesome. So it was an easy decision to make. But I think having made the decision, I think the big thing was that we just jumped in and we made that decision 100%. So for us, it wasn't a second home. It's our primary home. It is our home. And that's helped us to adapt. Yeah.
So tell me, for someone that's sitting in South Africa and was thinking maybe of going to Australia or New Zealand, I'm telling you now, don't. This is a much better option. Would you agree with me, number one? And number two, how hard is it to actually reestablish yourself in Mauritius? Is there a lot of red tape? Or is it actually, if you follow the right channels, easier than people might think?
I suppose I'd have to say, are your listeners all nice people? Because we want nice people moving here. but I take it that they are. So yes, absolutely, they should consider. They should consider Mauritius as a second home or a primary home, like we did. You know, I think like anywhere, there's obstacles and red tape that have to be followed to go anywhere in the world. But certainly, Mauritius is an option. Really in our favor is that we're only 4 hours away from South Africa. And, well, my business, which maybe you'll ask me about that just now, but what I do is I help people to connect. So all you need to do is remember my name. And if you want to come, I can certainly help you and connect you with the right people who can cut through some of that red tape and make it a possibility.
All right, and we'll get to all those details in the second part of our discussion. But then you've also got a daughter that you brought along. People that are sitting in South Africa thinking, university, schooling, is it the best choice? Is my child still going to grow up with a good education? How does Mauritius compare?
Yeah, I do. I have a 9-year-old daughter. So when we came over, she had just turned 5 years old. And we actually timed coming over here to coincide with her, enabling her to settle and then start primary school. So she did 1 year in nursery school here, and fantastic nursery school. And then we've put her into primary school. Also, international schools are amazing on the island. And from there, obviously, there are university, but the world is also available. You know, you don't have to just send your kids to a local university. The same holds true in South Africa. So, you know, there are amazing universities. I haven't explored them myself yet. I've still got a few years before Emily's there. But certainly primary school, I can say, is fantastic. And I know the same for the high schools here. I've got friends that have kids in high school, so.
And I'm sure waking up to palm trees and coconuts, do you ever get, I asked Marcel yesterday, does he ever get sick of the view? And he says he's been here 19 years now. And honestly, he says he never gets over it. It's still phenomenal every single time he goes out and looks at this beautiful place.
Absolutely. How can you have a bad day when you've got the sun setting over the ocean and you can see it every day, you know, and you've got the sun rising behind the mountain? It's just, it is awesome. You don't get tired of it at all.
So we're speaking to Denise Pitto. She is with the Mauritian Business Network. And after the break and the song that we're going to be playing, we'll be chatting to her about how you can find out more details on skipping some of that red tape maybe and getting through the loopholes and making sure that you follow the right channels right channels, you know, to get yourself and your family located to Mauritius. And we've got more for you waiting. Stick around. It's OFM, the sound of your life. Dis Christia Visser op OFM, die klank van jou lewe. Hierdie se naam is Kaapse Blou. Nou van die Kaapse Blou na Mauritius. Wat is die regte woord, Denise? Turquoise.
Yeah.
Ek dink dit is hoe ons die water hierso sal beskryf. Ek het vanoggend op 'n boat cruise gegaan hierso op die ooste van die eiland en ek moet sê fenomenaal die water. Ek het so 'n bietjie gaan snorkel en ek kon die visse sien. Jy weet, daardie damme wat ons het in die sentraal Suid-Afrika, ons het karpe en barbers. Ons sukkel om die visse raak te sien. As jy nou net ingeskakel het op the Joyride, ek is so bevoorreg om vanmiddag met Denise van die Mauritius Besigheidsnetwerk. Denise, we've been chatting about your journey so far and what you guys have experienced. Now let's get to the business side of things. If someone's seriously thinking about coming, step number one, where do you start?
Make contact with me. That's probably the best one. So what I've done is I've created a business network. And our slogan is, we make doing business in Mauritius a little easier and a lot more fun. So, you know, obviously when you move anywhere new in the world, it's not easy. You know, nothing is just easy. But I think that if you can create friends around you, if you have a network around you of people that you can reach out to and ask questions of, it makes it that much easier, right? And I like to think that we formed a really nice network that's approachable, and we're more informal. We're not a very corporate kind of network. We're informal, friendly, approachable, and we can certainly connect you with whoever you need to be connected with to get your business off the ground or to get you over here. So whether you're thinking relocations, whether you're thinking of buying a home, whether you're thinking of buying a business, we've got members in the network that can help.
Fantastic. So if I'm someone sitting in Bloemfontein in central South Africa on a Thursday night and I'm listening to this conversation, I'm like, wow, I've never thought about Mauritius. Is the best way to go about it buying property or starting a business, or maybe applying for residency? Which is, in your opinion, the best way to go about it if you're serious about putting some new roots down in Mauritius?
Well, I'd have to say that I'm not the expert to answer that question entirely, but I think it would be different depending on your circumstances. So for everyone, it's going to be slightly different. You know, buying property is a great option, but you might need to have a visa for work purposes. You might need to, you might want to retire here. You might have children that you feel good to get into school. So everybody's situation is different. The first step is to reach out to me. You can do that through my website, and I'll make sure that you're speaking with the right people. So I have people in the network that are relocation specialists, and they'll be able to guide you on that journey and give you the right advice.
And not the loopholes, okay? Got to get through the red tape, not around the red tape. And tell me the type of businesses that you guys have seen flourish in your time here. Can you give us some of great examples of people, of businesses and opportunities that have shown some great results?
Mine?
It's all about you.
It's all about... well, I think, you know, a lot of people when they're moving here, they say, what's not in Mauritius? What do I need to bring to the island? What does Mauritius need? And it's such a difficult one to answer because we really have just about everything.
Except tomatoes. I don't see tomatoes anywhere.
Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Really?
But not a lot, you know. It's also full of scammers with the tomatoes. You know, we're picking tomatoes everywhere. Let's look against the kids.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, growing vegetables is always a good thing. I mean, we need to eat, right? I think the trick is to come first and see for yourself. There are obviously the businesses that are for sale. You can look at that if you're looking for a plug and play. But I think that you need to come and you need to experience it for yourself and see what you feel. It's not easy to just do business. You know, you've got to get people to trust you. They've got to connect with you. So it's going to take some time, right? But like I say, having the right network around you makes it that much easier, because now suddenly you've got, so in my network, we've got 325 members. So suddenly you've got 325 people that you can reach out to and ask these questions of. And certainly if you need help, you know, with your accounting and with your permits and whatever, there are people that can help and guide you through that. What's been really successful? I can't put my finger on like one thing that's been really successful and that's lacking.
If I can pose that question to the other side, there hasn't been any real disasters or people coming over and like it's not working out. Like if you join the right group, like let's say Mauritian Business Network, start speaking to the right people, then your chances of success are really good. It's not like you have to worry that obviously you need to work hard at your business, you need to put in the hours and the effort, but there aren't real disaster stories really, if I can put it that way. Leaving everything, coming in, saying, oh, no, I made the biggest mistake.
Well, there are people that do that. Obviously. It does happen. It always happens. In life, it happens. I think the difference is your decision. So, like for us, we made the decision. We're coming. This is it. There's no going back.
You know, we've decided.
Exactly. Here we say exactamo. So exactly. But I think that, you know, if you've got a business that is, especially a business that operates offshore, so where you're, possibly earning dollars or euros or whatever offshore, that's probably a really good bet because the island's small. You know, 1.3 million people, start a business and have it work and make a lot of money off 1.3 million. It's, you know, you've got to have a really good idea. But if you've got a business that's operating already outside of Mauritius and you can just move yourself here and your family here, that's probably first prize if you had to ask me.
And then you can have coffee with the dolphins.
Then you can have coffee with the dolphins. Wonderful. Exactly.
Last word from your side, Denise. If people want to get in contact, the Mauritian Business Network, how do they do that?
Probably guide you straight to my website, because all my contact details are there. So it's www.mauritiusbusinessnetwork.com.
Oh, wow.
Easy.
You see, you make it easy.
And fun.
Easy as fun. Denise Pieter from the Mauritian Business Network, such a pleasure and an honor to talk to you this afternoon. And thank you for guiding us through this process and for telling us how easy it could be to actually end up in Mauritius. We wish you all the best and many happy years here on this beautiful island.
Bye, donkey, Nico.
The Joyride with Nico, Nikki, and JB. On Power FM, proudly made possible by Arinel Pharmacy Group. Family values. Values for the whole family.